Okay, next item is a discussion on additional updates to personnel policies from Monica Wheelis, Human Resources Manager.
Good morning. That's a great introduction by Don. Appreciate that. Looking into my stuff.
Relationship, for those who don't remember, it's her husband.
It's a valid relationship. As we discussed at the April board meeting, we pretty much revamped all of the HR policies, but we also said that we would be reviewing them as necessary to look for any problems we may have, anything we may have missed. And, of course, the employment world is changing daily, and so incidences and things come up that we need to review and perhaps make changes. And we had a couple incidences fairly recently with employees receiving inappropriate material. And, of course, we all know that there's not much you can do about what you receive through email, such as that, but we do have a current policy in place that says that if you receive an inappropriate email, you must report it to your supervisor, and then you need to, and then that will be noted in your personnel file. And after reviewing that, we decided that placing a note in a personnel file is more or less punitive to the employee. It makes it look like they've done something, or the perception to them is they've done something incorrect, and we all know that's really not true. You can't help what you receive. So what we decided to do is we have taken out the sentence that states the supervisor will document the incident in the employee's personnel file. And instead of doing that, the IT department will be tracking the reports and keeping a log, logging that the employees are handling the situation appropriately. And we added in that not only do they need to report it to their supervisor, but the employees also responsible for reporting it to either the IT manager or the IT administrator. So that way that it can be logged appropriately, that we are taking appropriate action with inappropriate material. With that, we do have a resolution. We found our resolution. If there are any questions before I read the resolution.
For y'all's information, we've had two or three, and I think it's three employees over the last 8 to 10 months who have been terminated for inappropriate use of the Internet and for sending obscene type literature over government part of our BRA things.
Should I read the resolution?
Yeah, read the resolution.
Okay. Be it resolved that the administration and audit committee recommend to the board of directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby makes the following amendment to the Human Resources Policy to be effective September 1, 2006. Use of Brazos River Authority electronic mail, computers, and telephones. Add that employee must immediately notify his or her supervisor and the IT system administrator or the IT manager. Delete the supervisor will document the incident in the employee's personnel file.
Okay, we have it. Morning, Mr. Chairman. Do we have any discussion of the resolution as read?
I have a question just for clarification. So you're saying, I mean, because I know we receive a lot of spam. You're saying it has to be specifically something negative as far as the nature of the email or graphic? I mean,
anything inappropriate, anything that would be even an inappropriate joke. It could be something that is a distasteful joke. Anything.
So every time an employee gets a distasteful joke, they have to report it to their supervisor.
Yes. What we're trying to do is we're trying to put an end to what is being received. Some of the email that's being received is being received by friends, family members, people that they know that they can easily say, I can't receive this at my job anymore. Please take me off your mailing list. And so by reporting it to your supervisor, that's going to encourage the employee to take action with those that they know to put a stop to that.
And I don't think reporting it to the IT person is enough.
Well, you know, who is to say what's appropriate and what's inappropriate in every instance? This basically kind of blankets it, covers the employee. It's not a punishment to report it to the supervisor. It's just so the supervisor is aware.
I have one thing.
Please.
What we're doing seems somewhat militant, but part of the reason we're going this way is there's such a concern because of sexual harassment litigation. What we're seeing now is that there is a trend of cases from people that are coming forth and saying, in my workplace, I was exposed to offensive jokes, this sort of thing. And at the end of the day, in our experience, it's difficult to stop. And so we feel like if we have folks that, when they get this stuff, they're required to tell their supervisor, and the supervisor has the opportunity to view the material and decide, because, I mean, it's kind of a common sense test. You have to look at it and say, is this something that would reasonably be offensive, you know, to someone? And that way the supervisor has the ability to counsel the employee and explain, look, there's liabilities involved. You know, the email that you sent is derogatory toward women, and it's offensive, and someone could get this and be offended by it, and we could have potential liability for the authority. So I think while we're being pretty aggressive about this, it's because there is a trend from the case perspective, in my mind, to where we really need to be. We need to stop it. The other thing is, as a governmental entity subject to the Open Records Act, I think there'd probably be nothing more embarrassing than having employees send, you know, graphic or vulgar emails and have those forwarded to someone and then become, you know, public fodder with Brazos River Authority on the bottom. So we may be being too aggressive, but the thought is we need to educate folks, and by giving the supervisor the ability and the ammunition to talk to their employees, I think that helps. And then also by coordinating with IT, from my perspective as an employee, Pat has a really good spam filter. We very rarely get spam here, and Kevin, we just don't get a lot of it. I have gotten an email that was inappropriate. It was from a spam, which is unusual. I got on the phone and I contacted IT. I said, I want it noted somewhere on the log that I didn't facilitate this getting on my computer, because if there ever was an open record request for my email or for something off my computer, I don't want there to be a record that looks as though, you know, I was requesting or getting that sort of information. So to some extent, the fact that you can go to IT provides a protection for the employee. If I get something inappropriate, then I understand it's my obligation to coordinate with IT. They can keep a log of it and a record of it. On the other hand, the supervisor knows, so the supervisor will say, okay, this is something that my employee didn't ask for, or in the alternative, gosh, I've got an employee here who really doesn't understand what the law requires with regard to, you know, not putting people in a situation where coworkers are in a discriminatory environment or a harassing environment. So.
Okay, if an employee suspects, comes up on the screen, suspects that the email might be inappropriate, and just deletes it, never opens it, is that something he needs to report?
We do have where IT is asked, if you do not know the who's sending you the email, you don't know what it is, it does not look business-related, not to open it because it could have a virus. And IT can track the fact that that was never opened. So that would not need to be reported because, of course, you wouldn't know the necessary content. You can delete it and say, I never read it, I didn't know who it's from, I didn't know what the content was, and it could have had a virus.
Sure.
So, no, sir, those do not have to be reported.
Good.
It's only if you receive something, you open it up, it's egregious, you know, this really shouldn't be something that if my boss walked up, if Mr. Ford walked up behind me, is this something that I'd like him to see on my computer? It is to a certain extent common sense, but then we all have to take responsibility for what, not only what we receive, we can't really do anything what we receive, but we can do something about what we do with that information. And the employees will be trained on this. If this resolution passes, they will be trained and reminded, and so they know what their responsibilities are, so it won't be a secret for them.
Thanks. Any other discussion? Okay, are we ready? Yes.
Yes, sir. Move adoption, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, we have a motion by Bayon. Need a second. That we accept the resolution. Approved.
Need a second.
Yeah, you can second it, Robert.
All right.
Christian seconds. Poll committee, please.
Director Hughes?
Yes.
Director
Bayon? Yes.
Director Baker?
Yes.
Director Peralta?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Seconino?
Yes.
Presiding Officer Pena?
Yes.
Okay, are there any other items that need to come before the audit committee? I'd like to just take this opportunity to thank the staff for the wealth of information that they turned out to us in advance of these meetings. And it's timely, and I appreciate it, and I know there's a lot of hard work involved. And thanks to all of you for doing that for us. So that's all the business of this committee.
Okay, Mr. Moore.